Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
All right, I think it's time we check in with Marty at Gwynn Bait and Tackle. See what's happening around the lakes of the Gwynn area anyway. Let's dial him up here.
Gwynn Bait and Tackle, Marty.
Hey, Marty, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm headed on my way out the door, bud.
You going fishing?
No, I'm going to do some minnow trapping.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm just fed up with these minnows that they're sending me in. So I'm not going to order any more minnows. It's that bad.
Really?
Horrible. So, yeah, I was just going out to trap. I know I can get the small and the medium ones. So.
Are they going to be fatheads? Is that what you're trapping? Or?
Well, you know, it depends on where I get them. If I get them out of this creek, they'll be dace. You know what dace are?
Sure. Black-nosed dace. Sure.
Oh, them beautiful. Them yellow and red and blue colored.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're beautiful. Beautiful minnows. The locals just love them down here.
Well, are you selling bait right now, or are they catching fish?
Yeah. The perch are starting to get on a little bit of a bite.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get one perch fishing report all weekend, and you just gave me the best news.
I heard about this 2-3 weeks ago, but, you know, the guys weren't coming in, so I kind of doubted it.
Yeah.
You know, but now I had a couple guys come in, and they're just the old-timers that's saying, you know, that the perch are starting to bite, and I've been hearing occasionally here and there a 12-inch, a 13-inch, not groups of them, just one or two. So I think it's going to start here pretty damn quick, and it's getting ready. So
I was kind of surprised. I haven't heard anything yet, but the walleye are just starting to pick up, too, on the inland lakes, and it sounds like they're going from leeches back to crawlers again.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I've been selling quite a few leeches,
have
too.
You? You're still selling leeches?
Yeah, and I'll keep selling them as long as I can, so...
Have you heard how they're using them? Are they using them with crawler harnesses and floating jigs?
Oh, I think everybody's got their own little thing with leeches. I know that when I use them, I just use the bobber. I just use the slip bobber. You know, but, yeah, a lot of people use a harness, you know, a minnow harness.
Sure.
You know, minnow spinner trolling or a crawler harness, yeah.
Sure, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I think everybody's got their own preference because there's so many ways you can go with that. It's what a versatile bait that leech is.
Well, I know they're kind of a pain in the butt to keep fresh, and you got to change the water in them. I know I used to have to
every
do that
day.
Every single day when I
every
had my
day.
Shop.
If you don't change your water, you're going to have a mess on your hands.
They get so slimy. Well, I think your customers really appreciate that, you know, you're looking out for them with taking care of your bait, keeping it fresh, and you're
hey,
so...
You know, they tell me, they say, well, we'll give you a credit on these. And it's like, I don't want them, what do I do for my customers? I can't give them a credit because you know what? They don't come back.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't need that happening. So
good for
I'm,
you.
You know,
good
yeah,
for
I'm
you.
Watching out for them.
I think they really appreciate it. I think a lot of people will be happy to know that. All right, Marty, we'll let you get out there and catch some minnows.
All right, Adam. Thanks a lot, bud.
You take care.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Marty from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. This is the Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.